Hi, gang. I'm back again. Go to slide number 17. And this is a picture of one of the several bands that were in the parade. Slide number 18. There's a couple more of the floats winding their way down the main drag there. Slide number 19. A couple more floats. The float on the right belonged to the Ellicott. And maybe we were prejudiced, but we thought this was the prettiest float that came along. If you take a close look at notice how intricate the patterns are. The theme of this apparently was that they were making some kind of blankets, weaving blankets. And just look at those little patterns, how they did that with flowers, I'll never know, but it was very beautiful. Slide number 20. There's our continental breakfast. We decided that we might as well have breakfast while we're watching the parade, so we just picked up the phone and ordered breakfast, and it was really delicious, of course, sitting out there in a nice warm sun, and we were enjoying the parade so much anyway, and it was really lovely. We decided that that was number one, as we say here in Vietnam. Joe seems to be preoccupied with something out there. It must have been one of the floats, I guess. Slide number 21. One day we took a trip around the island. This was just east of Diamond Head. Actually, you're looking up the east coast of Oahu here. Now this is the trade wind side. The wind, trade winds come from the east generally. And so therefore it is the rainy side of the island. It is considerably greener than the west side, as you'll see here later on. You're looking at part of the area here that is almost completely volcanic rock. That area in the center of the picture there is a pretty good example of the rocky part of the coast around here. It's all volcanic ashes, actually. And notice how deep blue the water is here. I noticed a considerable contrast between the Pacific here and the South China Sea around our area. The water isn't nearly as blue close to shore as it is here. The water goes deep very, very fast around Hawaii, where it's pretty shallow around Vietnam here, and it gets kind of a green cast to it. Slide number 22. Here's Joe out there paddling around on the beach and chasing snails or whatever she's doing, sand crabs. And this is up on the east coast. It's actually looking south towards a very steep mountain range. It's almost vertical, as you can see. Very rugged mountains around these volcanoes. This is taken at Bellows Air Force Station. It's a communication site. And they have a little R&R center there. They have some housing that you can stay in for $6 a night. And a real nice little picnic area and BX, the whole works right there on the beach. And if we went to Hawaii again, we'd decide that'd be a very nice place to stay. It's very reasonably priced, of course, and you have everything right there, and it's away from the traffic. It's off the beaten path, so to speak. And as you can see, some very nice boats. Slide number 23. This is the Mormon Temple. The Mormons are quite strong on the islands, this is one of their prettier temples. This temple reminded me quite a bit of the one that was in Mesa when Joe and I were down in Mesa, Arizona. And the grounds were quite beautiful, as they always are around the Mormon temples. And this is on the windward side of the island also. You can see how lush and green it is around there. This particular day, it was rather cloudy, and we also had a few light showers, tropical-type showers. This was one of the few days that we had any rain while we were on the islands. Slide number 24. This is up at the temple, looking east towards the ocean. And as you can see, they have some very beautiful grounds there. The people on the left are taking a tour, and the girl in yellow there is a local Hawaiian type, giving them a little speech on the temple. You notice I keep mentioning directions here. I'm doing this for your sake, Dad. I know how much you like to keep track of what direction you're looking at, so I'm keeping you clued in here, okay? Slide number 25. This is a very nice restaurant where we had lunch on our trip around the islands at the Polynesian Cultural Center. This is an area where actually which takes about a day to go through itself, which is why we didn't take time to see it all. They also have a night performance there. It's a collection of the different villages around the South Pacific area and some of the relics of the ancient tribes, and they also have some of the Tahitian dances and this sort of thing. They say it's very interesting. If we all get back, we'll probably go see it. We just couldn't seem to find time to do everything that we wanted to, but this was a very pretty area here. This is right near the Mormon Temple, by the way. Slide number 26. This is up in the center of the island. It's a pineapple field, and most of the center of the island is dominated by the pineapple fields. This belongs to the Dorr pineapple people. Of course, that's a big name in the pineapple industry, and Jim Dorr was the man that started it all back around the turn of the century. This particular area here, they had a kind of a little memorial to him in a pineapple stand, and we bought some fresh pineapple and ate some right there, and it's just delicious. Nice and sweet, not like the pineapple you buy from the can. Completely different taste, really. And we certainly enjoyed that. If you look back there in the background, you'll see kind of a white, a little stand there. That's excellent. And you might be able to see the radar dish on it. This is one of the communications antennas, of which there are many, many on the islands, for all kinds of space tracking, military, single sideband type operations, and things like this. Of course, Hawaii being located where it is very important to our military communications and civilian too, for that matter. Slide number 27. This is over on the west side of the island now, and we got there just before dark, and I thought this was kind of an interesting contrast type shot of a sunset there with a storm out to the west in the Pacific Ocean. Slide number 28. This is another shot there along the west coast of Oahu. And just another kind of I thought it was an interesting shot, the way the sun was shining on part of the clouds, and it was actually a rain shower going on to the south there. And this is up in the area where the surfing championships are held. There's a fairly heavy surf on this western coast here. It's surfboarding, I should say. When I'm talking about the surfing championships, we have the surfboard championships there. Slide number 29. This is looking east from the west coast of Oahu, and as you can see, it's not nearly as green on this side of the island. They don't get very much rain on this side, and those mountains there have a lot of prickly pear cactus growing on them. They're still dry. This, of course, is all part of the volcanic structure of the mountains are. And very rocky, very rugged. This is just a little village area right on the coast. Slide number 30. This is out at the USS Arizona Memorial in Pearl Harbor. This is actually the top of the ship sticking out of the water. The big circular area there is where the 16-inch gun turrets were sitting. This is looking down. You'll notice there's a little bit of oil in the water. Even after all these years, there's still oil seeps out of the hull. And you can see the oil slicks there. Slide number 31. This is also taken out at the Arizona Memorial. This is looking out across Pearl Harbor to the east towards the coast there. And actually, this is kind of an illegal picture because the only pictures we were supposed to take around Pearl Harbor were right on the memorial itself. The tour that we took of Pearl Harbor, we were not allowed to even take our cameras alone. Of course, it's very important strategically, a lot of important military stuff around there, so which is why they won't let you take pictures. Those two white cement things sticking up out of the water are old piers where they had some of the battleships, when they had Battleship Row there just before Pearl Harbor was struck. And the battleships were actually strung tight at each end to these piers. Those piers are just the length of a battleship. Slide number 32. This is looking out across the harbor towards the west this time. And you can see those large derrick things sticking up there. Well, those are big cranes. In fact, that one there you're looking at is the largest crane of its type in the world. I don't know how many tons it'll lift, but it's a big mother. And this is another one of the turrets. Actually, I think it's one of the ventilators of the U.S. vs. Arizona sticking up out of the water. Slide number 33. This is inside the memorial itself, and they have a list of all the names of all the people that died in the ship. In fact, most of them are still in there. There's something like 11 or 1,200 of them down there in the hold of the ship. Slide number 34. Well, this didn't come out very well. It was just too dark, but actually what this is in the memorial here, you're looking right down into the hold of the ship, but dark as the water, and it had a real bright light behind it. You could make out some of the insides of the ship there. You're looking right down into the hull of it. Very interesting sight, actually. It's too bad it didn't come out better on this picture. Slide number 35. This is a picture of the memorial as we're going back to the pier in our boat there. And this memorial actually straddles the ship. It's sitting right over the middle of the ship there. Slide number 36. This is taken on the Capitol grounds in downtown Honolulu, and it didn't come out too well either. I underexposed it, but it's all one tree. A very, very, very large tree. I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's strange in that the limbs have root things that hang down, and they go down into the ground and become another trunk. So all those trunk things you see hanging down there all belong to the same tree. It just spreads itself out and seems to grow these supporting trunks all over the place. It's the weirdest tree I've ever seen, and I thought it was rather interesting. Slide number 37. This is a picture of the Hawaiian Capitol building in downtown Honolulu, the same place where I took a picture of a big tree. I don't know if this is going to be permanently the Capitol or not. It formerly was, I believe, the governor's mansion when Hawaii was a territory, and they just converted it to kind of a Capitol building. It's, as you can see, very old, and they'll probably be building a new Capitol one of these days. Speaking of Hawaii being a state, we found out real quick that when you're in Hawaii, why you refer to the United States over the larger area, to the mainland, you don't call it in the states, because they're very indignant about that, and they say, well, we're a state. So you never say that. You never say back in the states. You say on the mainland. I think I mentioned that in my last tape to you. We thought that was kind of funny. Well, that's all my slides. I hope you enjoyed them. And I've got a little bit of tape left here, so I'll just sit the bow here for the rest of the tape. I had a very interesting day yesterday, very full day. George Buckner came up to see us the night before, and we were having a big going away party for Jim Stevens, one of our techs, and was going home soon. And we had a real good time, and we had a pretty early get up. George had to go to a briefing with the Marines the next morning, so we had to get up about 5:30, which was kind of grim after a party. And I had a tech duty, played duty officer out there, and then I had a takeoff about 11 o'clock in the morning. Got out in the area, and we've got a lot of Charlies on the run out there. And I put in several airstrikes, and then I went up to pick my boss up at Danae. And on the way home, we got diverted back to the area. So I flew another mission in the afternoon and put in a couple more airstrikes. And we got home, just about to have dinner. And we got scrambled. It was getting about dark, and we got scrambled out. They had spotted about 100 BC out in the open. We don't normally fly at night, but a target like this is too good to pass up. So another guy and I scrambled in a bird dog, went out to the area. It was completely dark by the time we got there. We had some helicopters working in the area, some gunships. They have rockets and machine guns. So we started using artillery flares. They shoot an artillery round that has a flare in it. We used that for illumination and started running these Charlies down. And shortly after that, we had some helicopters come on station with flares, so we started using them. And then a little bit later, we had a C-47, similar to the type of thing a Wayne does. I had them show up on station, and they have the large, very big, bright flares. And we ordered an airstrike, and we got some 100s out of full clock, came up. And under the light of these flares, we put an airstrike in the area where the ground thought the Charlies were. And of course, it was all very spectacular with all the rockets and the napalm, especially napalm at night. It's very spectacular, a big, big ball of fire. And of course, all the tracer ammunition from the helicopters, and had a real 4th of July type thing. And I don't know how successful we were. Of course, being so dark, we couldn't tell whether we really got to them or not. But it certainly was a long day. I put in about 8 hours of flying, which is the most I've ever flown in one day. And got home, and we one of my buddies had some Mexican food he'd been saving, so we got it out and heated it up and had a very good Mexican dinner to top off the day. Well, I'm getting ready to move now. I'm going to be going down to Fan Ring a little ahead of the rest of the 101st. I'm going to be joining our new battalion down there, the 3rd of the 506 Battalion. And I'm going to be checking out a new FAC down there. And it's kind of OJTing him on the FAC operation. The rest of the 101st is moving south here in 2 or 3 weeks, and then we'll all be together again in 2 Corps. And we'll be working out of the Fan Ring area for quite a while. I'll be giving you my change of address. Actually, the only difference is that instead of HHC, the address will now be the 3rd of the 506 Battalion, 1st of 101st Airborne Brigade. And I'll be telling you more about that operation when we get down there. And I think that we're going to find some pretty interesting work. Probably not quite as busy as we've had it up here. But they say that the area is starting to be infiltrated around Fan Ring again. So it looks like we've got our work cut out once again. Well, that's all the latest news. I see my tape's gone here, so bye-bye.